This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you are listening to the Newsish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Hello.
Welcome back. Happy New Year.
You talk to me.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy 2018.
It's good to be back.
It's very good to be back. Right, should we crack on?
Yeah, that's it.
It's a disaster for our first time back. Coming up, we've got the headlines. I'll be looking at the broadsheet newspapers. Mark will later on be looking at the tabloid headlines. That will be followed by Mark Simmons' joke of the week. Then we'll be looking at local gossip. We'll be talking to my mum about her local news. Sports news from my dad. Mark will be taking a look at the Village newsletter, and we'll be finishing off with the weather with our special guest comedian, Stephen Grant. There you go. What a show we've got in.
Wow, there's a lot of stuff to cram in there. A
lot in store for you today.
It's good to be back, Sean.
It's very good. Let's kick off with our first section. This is Save It for the Podcast. This is the section where myself and Mark catch up on air before we crack on with the news.
It's been Christmas. It's been New Year.
Yeah.
What's been happening? You've been on holiday?
I've been to Jamaica.
How was that?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was good, was it?
Awesome.
Do they all talk like that?
Well, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, cool. That must be so chilled out.
Very relaxing. It's relaxing being on holiday. It's not relaxing going on holiday. There's nothing more stressful than going on holiday. That's why you need a holiday after you've gone on it.
But I find it's hard on the way back. Like I find it stressful on the way back. So it's like it counteracts all the good that all the holiday's done.
Yeah, you come back just as stressed as you were, stressed.
What is the point?
I genuinely, if you're doing a long haul flight, I've never done a long haul flight thinking this is worth it.
Yeah.
Can't believe people go to Australia.
No. How long was your flight?
10 hours. Too over
long,
10
mate.
Hours there.
It's too long.
Insane.
That's 5 films. That's a lot.
That's a lot of films. That is how I work out how long a journey is. I always measure it in Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings, 3 hours.
Yeah.
So you go, that's 3 Lord of the Rings and a bit of The Hobbit.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's too long, isn't it? You don't want to watch that many films.
So what have you been up to?
What have I been doing? Nothing. I haven't been on holiday. I haven't been on holiday for about 3 years, Sean. Mainly because I just can't be bothered. I've never really been a holiday person.
You don't look like a holiday person.
I like England. I do. See, it's got everything you need.
This is the biggest.
And I burn.
You sound like a Brexiteer.
No, but I burn. So
you
and
burn.
What do you mean?
Calories.
No. Well, yeah.
I burn.
But no, because for me to actually get a tan on holiday.
Yeah.
I have to be there 2 weeks.
You wouldn't look right in a tan.
No, I do. I look all right in a tan. I do tan, but I need
increments. Look all right in a tan.
I need to start at 50, what do you call it? Factor 50.
Yeah.
And then sort of every day sort of take it down a notch.
Okay.
So one, that costs a fortune in... They don't sell it like that.
No, you can't get 48.
No, I don't mean that, but I mean they don't 50, sell a pack.
Go down to 49, down 58. Yeah,
what I'd like is like a pack where they've got a day at 50, like a sachet maybe.
Oh, right.
At 50.
Oh, and so then the next first spray is 50, then the second spray is.
If you could invent that, I'd go another day.
Okay. If any dragons are listening, as
that
a dragon's
would be amazing.
Dead, yeah. Yes, that would be amazing. I mean, lots of things.
Well, you could just change the dial. Change the thing.
Mark, lots of things that are impossible would be amazing.
It's not impossible.
Of course it is.
Yeah, you get different compartments within the tube.
Oh, my God.
And then you switch You switch the top bit.
The capsule.
The cap. You just move it along different notches for the different... So you've got 50... So, I mean,
this is a very expensive bottle. You're going to have to get Q from Bonds to make this.
You might
this.
As well buy... Like 4 lots of different.
Might as well just stay at home.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's my point.
No, there
don't
you go.
Need a holiday.
No, I tell you what though, I did treat December like it was the end of the world.
What?
On January the 1st. I just you know, like gym, exercise, sort of looking after yourself.
Yeah.
That all went out the window. I basically treated January the 1st like it was the end of the world. I went on one occasion in December. I had 3 Deliveroos in one day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hang on. So you just did one day like that?
No, but I mean, that's an example of how my December went. It was just...
It was a mess, was it?
It was a disaster.
Was it? How was Christmas Day? Was it good? What did you do?
Well, what everyone did. I ate some meat and some potatoes and opened some presents.
Right, Sean, I'm just showing an interest in your life.
I got a Ghostbusters t-shirt. What did you get? And then we're going to move on with the news. What did you get?
Oh, what did I get? I got a new jacket.
Oh, yeah.
It's not very interesting, is it?
God.
I'll tell you what I like for Christmas.
Getting presents, yeah.
No. Not even like, I don't even want anything flash, mate.
Yeah.
I want something that stops me having to go out and buy and like something I would always go and buy.
Oh, so you do want socks?
I have a certain cereal, right? If someone bought
what?
I have like a cereal I like.
Why are you not saying that cereal? Like
well, it's brand placement, isn't it?
This isn't the BBC. You can say what cereal.
Like these Weetabix things. They're new.
What do you mean Weetabix?
They're little crunchy things. I like crunchy cereal. I don't like anything that goes soggy after a little while. And this one does not go soggy. So I always
look
have it, right?
How passionate you are.
Right. And
energised after the break.
If someone bought
back
me a year's supply of that so I don't have to go to the shop and buy it. So I don't have to think about going and buying it during the year. That would be the best present.
All right, there you go.
No one did that, but I got like...
I'll remember that for next year. Yeah. Some Weetabix.
No.
No, the special new crunchy Weetabix.
Weetabix is the opposite of that. It's the worst cereal.
What did you say earlier? I thought you said Weetabix.
It is Weetabix, but it's a new thing.
Oh, just shut up.
Just don't get me Weetabix. Because a year's time, you might forget, and you go, oh, we like Weetabix.
Mark,
and then get me a year's supply of Weetabix that I hate.
I'm not going to buy you a year's supply of anything. I bought you one present once at the end of the tour. And that was a wrestling belt.
A very expensive one. And it's brilliant.
Is it Weetabix Crispy Minis before we move on?
No, it's a protein one. It's a special protein
one. Oh, for fuck. All right.
But you did buy me something else, but you've lost it.
What?
You bought me something from your last trip away, and you didn't...
When I went to LA, I bought you a little a mini Oscar. That's
did
what
you?
It was, and I lost it. Right, okay, look, it's a news show. It's the newsish show.
Thanks, that
this is
nice.
The only news show out there where the presenters know less than the listeners. Okay, Mark, the broadsheet papers.
Broadsheets.
The story that's covering all of the broadsheets today is the cabinet reshuffle that May has... Parliament thing.
Yeah. The thing that they're talking about.
Well, yes,
Parliament.
It's the cabinet reshuffle.
Yeah.
Do you know what a cabinet reshuffle is?
I mean, what I've gathered is they're just swapping jobs.
Yeah.
I'll
give you that.
I don't really...
That's what it is. So the Prime Minister decides basically who... So you've got a team.
Right.
And you've got the main people.
And
like
are the team
health
all
secretary,
conservatives?
Foreign yes.
They're all conservatives
yes,
in her
because
team.
We voted a conservative government.
And they're all MPs of their area.
Of their area?
Or wherever they're representing.
You've got sort of... I mean... I don't think, for example, I can't remember if Boris has a constituency. So you've got, I can't remember. So, like, basically, you've got Phil Hammond. He'll be the... Oh, I'm being told now that Boris is an MP of London somewhere.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. Basically, so you've got different politicians that have different roles. So David Davis is the Brexit secretary.
Yeah.
Boris Johnson is foreign secretary.
Yeah.
Then you have, what's his name? Jeremy Hunt is the health secretary.
Yeah, and they've all kept their jobs, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The big guns have kept their jobs. The sort of smaller roles, culture, head of culture, I don't know if it's culture secretary, they've been sort of swapped around. Someone got moved, I can't remember her name, she got moved from culture secretary to sort of... dealing with stuff in Northern Ireland. Imagine that.
Wow, that's quite a jump, isn't it?
Just a shift and move.
Yeah.
How gutted would you be? I imagine so. I'm guessing.
Well, I don't understand. You can't. It's so weird. Such a weird setup, isn't it? Because these people aren't like... They're not educated specifically for these roles, are they?
No,
so they're learning as they go.
I got told once from some... I think it might have been Matt Ford, the comedian that deals with politics and knows politicians and stuff. That what happens is literally, Theresa May will go, right, you're now in charge of health. And that person has to basically stay up all night, every week, reading up about how the health works.
I've got an idea.
What?
I've got an idea, Sean.
Okay.
Have degrees in, like, being a health MP.
Yeah.
And have degrees in being the culture MP. And then just put people in that actually know what they're doing.
Well, that's what people complain about, is the people don't know about the thing that they're meant to be helping
with. So I've just made a good point.
Probably.
Yeah.
Be a bit like when people in comedy complain that the people in charge don't know. You know, comedians complain about producers and stuff.
Yeah.
It's the sort of similar thing, really. Yeah.
Interesting.
But it was a disaster, the cabinet reshuffle. Basically every paper was reporting this.
Why is it a disaster?
Well, what happened is someone resigned. Greening.
So they didn't like
Justine Greening quit in protest at her demotion from Education Secretary last night as a shambolic reshuffle laid bare Theresa May's lack of authority and revived questions over the competence of her administration.
When
that's
you say
from the Times.
Demotion.
Well, I think that Justine Greening felt that being demoted from Education Secretary to... What was she? To Welfare Secretary was a demotion.
Would she have had less money?
I don't know. I imagine
I thought demotions are just... Yeah, I thought they're just money things.
Well, not just money things. Roles. If you're having a smaller role, you're less powerful.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It'd be like if we swapped.
Well, we did, didn't we? I got told off.
We did.
I got told off by my mum.
Well, hang on. Let's explain this to people that that don't know. If you're new to the show, on the last episode, I ran half an hour late to the last show of 2017 because I had to get off a tube due to the runs caused by my. But it was my own fault for having laxatives the night before.
Yeah, my mum. Because obviously I'm not a presenter, and I warmed into it, but at the beginning it was a bit.
Why did your mum ever go at you? What did she say?
She said to me, and what was really funny is she said it like this is a saying. She went, "Mark, you never ask a woman if she shit herself." Because obviously our producer stood in for you until you got
Lissy.
Here. Lissy, and I asked her that, and
yes.
So yeah, so
I think I was actually here for that.
No, I said it earlier.
Oh,
as
okay,
well.
Fair enough. So there you go. Also, Theresa May attempted to shuffle Jeremy Hunt and move him into a new role, but he managed to talk her into making him keep his job or letting him keep the health role.
Oh.
Which no one is basically, in terms of when you watch the news or you read the papers, most of the British public don't seem to be supportive of Jeremy Hunt in the his health secretary role, thinking that he's doing a bad job.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you reckon he convinced her to do that then?
Like, I don't know.
I'm sure the others would be like, "Oh, I wish I'd tried to convince her now."
But what I don't understand is why does the media know what they're going to do before they've done it? Why do we know that?
I didn't.
No, you didn't. I mean, I've died. I'm just reading the papers today.
Yeah. I don't know.
There you go.
I mean, I think we've covered that very well.
Really well.
Yeah.
I think everyone now has a full understanding of what a cabinet reshuffle is.
Yeah. So, who cares?
More ethnics, more women.
What?
In the reshuffle.
There are?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
There you go.
More ethnics and more women.
Could you say ethnics?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think you can.
Can you not say ethnics?
She's shaking her head.
It does sound wrong.
Ethnics.
Sounds like when someone says
gays. I think you can say it's people of ethnic...
Minority or ethnic people. Not ethnics.
No, you probably can't, yeah. Take
gays.
It back.
That is
I
a
think
bit
you should do a public apology, Sean.
I'm very sorry for my use
but
of...
But I think that is a good thing.
What?
That there's more ethnic people in it.
Why?
Representing.
Why?
Representing the full society, rather than just have, you know, narrow-minded, middle-class white men. Is that...
Brilliant!
Is that right?
Well done!
Yeah.
That's really good.
Are the numbers... Are they ethnic women?
And you've gone red, so...
Well, all my brain power just was... All the blood shot to my brain then.
You're now representing people that are sunburnt or also shy or in an embarrassing situation.
Yeah, sunburnt, we've already covered that.
Yeah.
I was going to make another valid point then. Yeah, well, are the women... That, is it ethnic women? Has that brought the numbers up of both?
I'm not going to be bothered to try and read through the article. Just look for a quick picture. See if there's a picture. There's a lot of white people.
Are there?
I don't know. I did see a picture last night. I remember some darker-skinned men, but I don't remember any darker-skinned women. No, that's not true. I remember on the news there was a black woman.
Was there?
There you go. It's good. So there's one of the big stories. The headline of the Daily Mail is... this is actually shocking. If this is true, foreigners and gays are slowing down your Wi-Fi.
Mm.
That's shocking, isn't it? Get them out. Absolutely get them out. This is the story that foreigners and gay people are slowing down our Wi-Fi by downloading cheap remakes of classic British programmes such as Balty Towers, Bollyoaks, and... this is awful. EastBenders. It's terrible. There you go. There you go. That's the Daily Mail's headline. Other stories. Probably the second biggest one, a bit lighter, is Oprah for president. What? Sorry, our producer's just written on the screen. No. What have you just written? No.
At least write what you were saying. No about.
There were no ethnic women.
She's saying you can't say ethnic women.
There were no ethnic women promoted to in the reshuffle.
Oh, interesting.
In Theresa May's cabinet reshuffle. Mm. There you go. okay, so Oprah for president.
Yeah, what's this all about?
Well, you know what it's about.
Well, I know she made a speech at the Golden Globes. I didn't hear
it. She made
it.
A speech because she won the sort of the equivalent of the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Did she say she wanted to be president?
She didn't say that she... No, she didn't. Seth Meyers, who was hosting the award, interestingly, a white male.
Yeah.
Thought that was...
Why is that interesting?
Well, just in the heat of things, you might think that they would have selected someone that wasn't a white male, just in terms of what's happened in the past year.
Ah.
But I mean, he's a good guy. It's not his fault. He did a good job. Maybe
they'd already signed a contract ages ago that he was going to do it.
I mean, it's not controversial. It's just, it's a sign of something, isn't it?
Who did they have last time?
They had Tina Fey and, what's her name? The other one. Different
woman. Oh, God.
No, because they're a team. That's why.
Yeah. Amy Schumer.
No, Poehler.
Who?
Amy Poehler?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Amy Poehler.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
So anyway, where were we? Yes, so she went and accepted the equivalent of the Lifetime Achievement Award, and she made a big, very long, powerful speech, so I can't quote all of it.
Yeah.
Can you pass
have
me
you
a
got any of it?
I have.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you. But basically, now people are saying she should run for president because it was that powerful. Meryl Streep
That's
gave her backing.
Oh, wow. She's
Lots
got
of
Meryl
people
Streep's
have given Oprah backing.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? What do you think of television presenters and people from entertainment?
If it was a movie, she's the good one and then Trump's evil. So, yeah.
Got complete opposites there. White man versus black woman.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And she's more popular than him.
Yes.
So she'll win.
Yeah.
Simple as
but
that.
But what do you think about... Because that is very different to the way that... politics in our country run, although some might say that Have I Got News For You had a big role in Boris Johnson sort of climbing the political ladder. He sort of became a celebrity through that show, mumbling and being, you know, relatively funny on it, if I can remember correctly. And so over there, they take it to the next level. It literally is the equivalent of if Alan Sugar was our Prime Minister, because
they
both...
He gets stuff done, though, wouldn't he?
...hosted The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Alan Sugar still does. Oprah running for president would be like, I don't know, Jeremy Kyle or Graham Norton running
Graham
for president.
Graham Norton as president.
Yeah.
Prime Minister.
Prime Minister Alan Carr as Prime Minister.
Who would you rather? Like, what chat show host would you prefer?
Oh.
Out of all the chat show hosts.
Well, I've got to say Alan because he's the person I know the most. Really? Not that this would ever get back to him. Alan Carr.
Oh.
I'd have to go.
Sorry, I thought you were Alan Partridge for some reason. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Alan. Steve Coogan can get it, but he has to be Alan Partridge.
That would be incredible.
Oh, that's got my vote. Oh. I'd vote for him. Okay, seriously.
Yeah.
If Alan Partridge genuinely went in the running for Prime Minister, I reckon he'd get in. I think he would have a lot of votes.
People would vote ironically and some people would vote seriously.
Yeah.
And he would be our Prime Minister.
Do you reckon he'd do a good job, Alan?
No. What are you talking about? Of course not.
What do you mean?
You said be serious. Then no. It's a fictional character.
Oh. Well, that was...
Who would you... Anyone. Could be anyone from entertainment. Doesn't have to be a chat show host. Anyone? Who would you have as Prime Minister?
Oh, I don't know. It's got to be someone... Would you...
Literally dead air. Just me and you thinking.
Well, I was thinking it's... I don't know. Would you go... someone that's popular already...
Well, no, someone that's probably in the future. What are you talking about?
No, but is it just on popularity or who you think would actually genuinely do a good job? Who would know about...
That's the thing. It doesn't work like that in America. It's literally just popularity. Who would...
Yeah, well, McIntyre would probably get it, wouldn't
Michael
he?
Michael McIntyre?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. It's good to be here. We like it here. Britain, Northern Ireland, together. This is fantastic. What a wonderful country. I like this country. This is brilliant. We go out. We're British. This is fantastic. 10 Downing Street. This is wonderful. Oh. Someone really should change the colour of this door. It's been black for far too long. Let's change it. Can I get an extension, please? Upstairs. I want an extension. Can we change the loft, please? Loft halls. Remember that bit? What's up in the loft? Very funny.
McIntyre doing a reshuffle, cabinet reshuffle. You'd go along with it, wouldn't you? You'd be happy.
Him skipping into Downing Street.
Yeah.
Come with me. Britain as well. I love it. This is fantastic. West Country people, Northern people. Let's go to work. Terrorists, you will not win. The terrorists will not win in this country. We will take you down. We are standing up for our rights as Brits. Come on, England.
Wow. There you go.
And Scotland and Wales. Right, I think that's time for a song. We'll come back.
Okay, lovely.
And then it'll be Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week, followed by local news. We're going to listen to Shuffle by Bombay Bicycle Club.
Radio presents
Filmish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
I once went on a cinema date and we went to watch 40 Days, 40 Nights of Josh Harnett.
Yeah, I remember that film, yeah.
I used to really be into fashion. Like, there was a point in my life where I wanted to be a fashion You should see some of the things I used to wear. So I'd have those jeans that would have, like, splotches of bleach. And so I was wearing them, went to the cinema, put my foot in, you know, the chair in front of you?
Yeah.
In a cinema, if there's no one in it, the seat's up, isn't it? You can put your foot up through the gap. Someone sat down. The film's just about to start. Someone sat down already. Yeah!
Every Friday.
Filmish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
From 1 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
So, before we crack on with... what, Mark? Why are you looking shocked?
I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, check it out! Oh, I forgot to say check it out.
That's how you've ever forgotten.
I don't know what...
What's happening? Four.
It was going so well.
Could they not hear me then?
No.
The audience couldn't hear me.
That's disaster. Sorry.
I reckon they could work out what I was saying.
I've been away for a couple of weeks. Right, okay. So,
I can't remember what... Oh, you forgot to say check it out.
Right, yeah, so usually after a trail I say check it out. There you go, yeah. Check it out. Now, before we move on to Mark Simmons' joke of the week, I just want to read the end of Oprah's speech, like I said I was going to. Very powerful stuff. So, I want all the girls watching here now to know that a new day is on the horizon. And when that new day finally dawns, it will be because of a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight, and some pretty phenomenal men, fighting hard to make sure that they become the leaders who take us to the time when nobody ever has to say, me too, again. Thank you. Powerful stuff.
Mm.
That's me too in the context of all the controversy.
Hashtag.
You can say me too, you know. Anyone else like some more chicken?
Me too.
I would. Me too. There you go. So, Mark, it's time for Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
Follow that. So I was looking at people's Facebook statuses over the new year, and surely a 2017 roundup is 2020.
Very good.
Thanks very much.
Okay, it's now time for local news. Now, I just want to explain, in case there's any new listeners, they might not understand this. I do my own jingle for local news that has some sort of characters that reappear.
Yeah.
So, it's time for local gossip. Karen, did you hear what Deirdre got her daughter for Christmas?
No.
Our daughter, you know our daughter, Rihanna?
Yeah.
She's getting all cocky, showing off to all the other kids on the street about her present.
Is she?
Yeah, she's going around making them feel bad, making them feel less special than her because she's got such a good present.
What is the present?
She's got a magic vanisher.
A what?
A magic vanisher.
What does that do?
Well, she makes things disappear with the use of powerful magical wind. Right? Okay. And she's been going around showboating where the other kids, they've just got like old like Tamagotchis from the old market, like that, and like crayons and all that. And she's got this magical.
Has she been stealing their presents?
No, do you know what it is?
What?
Right? No coincidence. Remember in October when Deirdre's Hoover broke?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She just bought a new Hoover and told her daughter it was a magical vanisher.
Really?
Yeah.
And the daughter bought it?
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
Going around cleaning up the house, cleaning up the front garden with the extension wire.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Telling everyone else it's a magical vanisher. It's just a Hoover.
It's just a Hoover?
Yeah.
Oh, what brand is it?
Henry.
Is it?
Yeah.
She thought it was Henry.
Well, she thought it was Henry the magical vanisher.
Did she?
Yeah.
Wow, she'd never seen the Hoover before.
Well, no, but the old one wasn't Henry the Hoover.
Oh, what was it?
It was Fison.
Was it? What?
Fison.
Is that a knockoff Dyson?
Yeah, you got it. It's local gossip. It's now time to talk to my mum, who's going to be giving us her local news. Hello, mum.
Hello there, and Happy New Year to you all.
Ah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, mum. Mum, just for tradition, Mark, to do your joke of the week to my mum again?
So I was looking at people's Facebook statuses over New Year, and surely a 2017 roundup is 2020.
Mum?
Yeah?
Okay, there we go. That went down well. So, Mum, local news, it's 2018. What's going on in the world of, the Coombe Road area?
Well, here, absolutely nothing. I haven't seen anyone when you go out. There's no one around. No one's got any money. No one wants to do anything. And it's boring.
What do you mean? No, are you asking people to do stuff?
Well, you know, Sally.
Oh, yeah. what have you asked Sally to do?
Well, go out, do things. But she's not interested. So
Is it just because it's January? January is the most depressing month of the year?
Yeah.
What's that? Could you stand in a better place of signal, Mum?
Okay.
Why don't you go stand in the garden? We do this every week. Hello?
She won't be able to talk to the Dingles about the Dingles if she's in the
Unbelievable.
Garden. She gone?
There goes my mum. Yeah.
Oh. There's nothing better than that sound.
There you go. There was my mum's local news.
Oh, my God. That went quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even going to get the sport.
Basically Jackie, nothing
are we going to... That was so funny. She just went, there's nothing happening. And then hung up.
Yeah. And we were also meant to get sports news from my dad. Usually my mum wakes him up. Genuinely, he's just asleep. He does nothing.
Yeah. Oh, right. Wow. There you go. That was it.
Yeah, we might try and get hold of my mum again. In the meantime, why don't you read out the newsletter?
No, there's been no newsletter.
Stop cutting me off. But, oh, today you keep cutting me off when I'm getting to the end of sentences.
Do I?
Yeah, because you know what I'm going to say, but
yeah,
other people don't necessarily know
point.
What I'm going to
yeah,
say.
Sorry.
You know I'm going to say newsletter.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
But no, new listeners don't.
Yeah. So, I'll do it now.
Shut up! God!
Okay, go for it.
Right. Okay, so we've been told that the phone signal is not good enough to speak to my mum. I don't know why it normally is.
That's weird.
So, okay, Mark. So maybe you've not got the new... Stop cutting me fucking...
Sure, thing is...
Stop cutting me off!
It's all those ethnic people and gays.
Oh, God!
With the Wi-Fi
using
signal.
The Wi-Fi. That's a different signal to what you'd use using the phone.
Wow,
my mum doesn't have the internet.
Doesn't she?
Sorry, I swore then.
Did you?
Yeah, I dropped an F-bomb.
Oh.
It's because I got woken up by scaffolders.
Scaffolders?
I'm jet-lagged from coming back from Jamaica. Yeah, man. Scaffolders woke me up. 8 o'clock.
I don't like them. My fingernails look down on you.
Very good. Whistling.
Whistling?
The whistling. In whistling is worse than the drilling, the banging of the metal poles. Why are you whistling? You should be annoyed. You're having to pick up heavy stuff. Yeah. Shut up.
It's like they're really happy.
Mate, they're so loud. It's like that. She's not pregnant. This is literally what I heard tonight. She's not pregnant, is she? Oh, my God. She's not pregnant. She already left him. So someone is pregnant and already left the bloke.
That's your local gossip.
That's my local... That's my local gossip. Unbelievable.
What are they doing?
One of the builders made a joke about bagging Rudolph on the roof.
Really?
That's literally the first thing I heard. Oh, bagging Rudolph when they were on the roof. Shut up. I'm jet lagged.
Probably empty his sack
or something
horrible like that.
I got to sleep at 4 in the morning.
Ugh.
I was watching Star Trek Discovery on Netflix. That's how bad my night's sleep was.
Good?
I was watching Star... Yeah, it's all right. Anyway, look, let's just crack on with tabloid news.
Yeah.
This is a news show, after all.
Yeah, tabloid.
The news
oh,
is show.
That's my bit.
Stop cutting me off! Fucking just wait for me to finish saying something!
You've got to stop swearing.
Sorry for shouting in people's ears.
And stop swearing.
All right, just stop cutting me off.
Okay.
Use your sort of intuition to know when I'm going to finish talking.
So. So, do you want the tabloids?
No!
All right.
So I had a coffee today for the first time in over 3 years.
I feel like it's that point where it's starting to wear off and you're getting grouchy.
Yeah, I'm feeling very anxious.
Is the anxiety kicking in?
Yes! Does it sound like it?
Yeah, are you doing the breathing thing?
I already had that.
Yeah.
But after, like, when I was halfway down this coffee, I thought, I can't believe this shit is legal.
Why have you...
I was just like, let's go. Come on, life. I was at King's Cross train station. I genuinely thought, right now I could race a train. Anyway, I'm going to come down now. Come on.
Yeah. We did get another tea.
Tabloid news.
No. Tabloid news. What do you want to go for? Do you want to go for the front covers first? Front pages, just to see what's happening?
That is what we do.
So the Star have gone for the flu is going to kill everyone, basically. So I think the NHS have put out that, like, a worst case scenario of how many people will die of the flu. Worst case scenario, which is 750,000 people.
That is a lot of people.
When normally it's...
To die of flu?
Normally it's 8,000.
So it's gone from... The Star is saying it's going from 8,000 to 750,000 people. What,
yeah.
Is that this year?
Yeah, this year. But no other papers are going as mad for it, like, as worried as this paper.
Because you'd think the other papers would cotton on to that, wouldn't you?
But even in the 8,000... Like, the years where they say 8,000 people die...
Yeah.
The worst case scenario probably is quite high. Because that 8,000 isn't the worst case scenario.
That's the average. Is that what you're saying?
I guess so, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, so they're all worried about that. But it's a different sort of flu. It's the Aussie flu, apparently. You worried about it?
What's the Aussie flu?
It's just a different strain, but it's caused trouble over
it's
in
like an
Australia.
Australian version of... It's like flu, but it's still in a good mood.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I'm really ill. This is great.
Same Clark.
I feel awful, mate. I feel really bad.
So yeah, so that's the front covers of that. But I don't think we should be that worried about it.
No.
Just use the old alcohol gel. Do you know what I mean?
Eh?
You know the alcohol hand stuff. Get some of that. Just
sanitizer.
Get some of that, and you'll be fine.
I always find it weird when you use a sanitizer and you leave if you like the sanitizer in a public toilet and then you leave and you start. You have to rub it into your hands.
Yeah.
It always looks like you're leaving the toilets and coming up with an evil plan.
Very good.
To take over the world. Like leaving him.
I had a joke about... Hand sanitizer.
Go on.
But basically, that I use it all the time. A bit anal. And a bit on my hands.
That's very good. Yeah. So
that was that. Let's not worry too much about that. No? I think that's just, you know, they're just trying to sell papers, aren't they?
Yes.
On the front of the Sun, they're talking about the rave up that the Arsenal player, Alex Iwobi.
I'm sure.
He had a massive drug-fueled house party before the night before they crashed out of the FA Cup to Nottingham Forest.
So Arsenal lost 4-2 to Nottingham Forest.
They did.
And one of the players that was playing in the Arsenal team that lost was out in the early hours of the morning on a sesh.
Yeah, a big old sesh. And it was captured on Snapchat.
Dear, oh dear.
And lots of cannabis, I reckon.
Lots of cannabis.
Lots of cannabis. And they were all inhaling laughing gas. Is that a new thing? I'd never heard that before.
You're joking. This is because Mark is from the country and lives.
I've given that drink as well. I cut you off. Sorry.
You've given up drink.
I cut you off. Carry on.
You've never drank anyway.
No, but I've totally given it up now.
What do you mean? Why?
Occasionally,
what did you do?
Occasionally.
There's
no, nothing.
Nothing you could have done.
No, I just decided. I've had enough of it.
What do you mean you've had enough? You've done even drinking.
I do sometimes. And I went out. But now, because I don't drink, when I do, it makes me feel really bad.
And you're into your 30s.
All right, chill out.
Yeah.
I went out and had a Heineken 0% alcohol.
Yeah, I drink that occasionally.
Really?
Yeah.
It tastes all right.
I'm going to try and not drink this year. Do you think I can do it?
No. Like, two Edinburghs ago, we did a double act, right? And I was like, I went prepared that you wouldn't turn up to some, because I know what you're like. So I took all my solo material with me, just prepared.
By the way, that's his work that was independent, not his material about Han Solo. There you go. Carry on.
And right at the beginning, you went, yeah, Mark, not drinking. I'm not drinking. I'm taking this really seriously. I want the double that. You shouldn't have taken a drink at that time, should you? He said he wanted to double that to go, you know, to take it seriously. Because that was early in the day.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I would say it was 2 days in, and you had a text. And I got a text in the morning saying, "Well, you said I'm ill, but that's rubbish."
I was. I got ill halfway through Edinburgh. I had to call my own shows. Remember, got chest infection.
Yeah, that's true.
I was on antibiotics.
But the first time it was because you had a sesh.
Yeah, and probably how I got the chest
infection. So laughing
guest. Yes. Oh,
and I just cut you off again. Cutting you off?
No, that was good. That was on to the. What we should be talking about. Come on.
Laughing gas. What? Tell me. What the hell's going on?
So the kids.
Yeah.
You get little sort of little small metal canisters that are probably the size of a tampon, and they sort of let out the gas into a balloon.
Why have you used tampon as the example?
Just
of
the
size.
Perfect size. Perfect size.
Okay.
Or Nicorette.
Yeah. Don't want to get them confused, do you?
Definitely not.
No. You don't.
Yeah, exactly. They let off the gas into the balloon, and then you suck in the gas from the balloon.
Helium.
And you laugh.
It's like helium.
Well, no, because it's laughing gas. Helium makes your voice all squeaky, doesn't it?
All right.
Whereas laughing gas makes you.
So you makes can't you laugh. Yeah,
you're getting good at this.
So could you. sound like Partridge then.
Yeah, getting good at this.
So is it expensive?
What, laughing gas?
So, like, if I go to Edinburgh this year, is it legal?
I could get you some deal if you buy in bulk.
Is it legal?
Is it legal? I don't know. I just don't know.
So if I
can we find that out?
If I
we've just got, I don't think it is.
Oh. Oh, really?
The official
that's a shame.
Response is, I don't think it is.
Does that make gigs easier, wouldn't it? You could sort of. Laughing gas.
Spike audience members with.
Yeah, so open spots that are really bad could, like, that could be their thing. They could.
Mate, I wouldn't slag off those open spots, because in years to come, those will be the ones on television that you'll be watching. Believe me. right, so what is an open spot? Sorry, for anyone that doesn't know the sort of ins and outs of the comedy industry, open spot is basically a beginner.
Also, when Sean talks to himself, that isn't him just talking to himself. That's the producer texting him saying, what is an open spot?
When she's just given us another one. Laughing gas still illegal despite court decisions.
Despite court decisions?
Despite
what's that mean?
Court decisions.
The court saying it's all right, but it's still illegal. Is that
It's illegal anyway. That's what it says. Right, there you go.
Interesting. There you go. Yeah.
That is not going to be good. Arsene Wenger is not going to be happy about that, football player going out. You should not be partying.
What's going to happen to him?
I don't drink before gigs anymore. I've never drank before gigs, so I don't drink the night before gigs.
No.
Because of stuff like that in Edinburgh, it's awful.
Yeah, your brain just doesn't work the next day. Is he a good player?
I wonder how good I could have been. I could have been a contender. What?
How good this guy? How good this footballer?
I've got no idea.
You don't know him.
It's your story.
Yeah, but you're into football more than I am.
No, I'm not. I'm into QPR. I'm not into football. Right. I don't care about football, really. No. I only watch it when there's nothing else on.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, well, they'll punish him, won't they? I don't know. Rubbish.
There you go. The news this show. Bring you the newest news now.
Right. Do you want another tabloid thing?
Yes, but I want you to be more into it.
What do you mean more into it? I was interested. I said to you, is he good?
You
don't know.
You can't sound bored.
Do I sound bored?
This. We were talking about this before.
This is a serious one.
Yeah.
It's quite...
And this is a serious show.
H&M in a racist hoodie farce. So basically...
Give me the thing.
No, I can do it. Basically, they've got a child model, a little black boy, and he's wearing a hoodie. Nothing wrong with saying little black boy. What's wrong with that?
It's the hand gesture.
He was
Mark
little.
Mark put out his hand to show a kid demonstration of what a little black boy, the size of a little black boy. Why did you do the hand gesture? For a little black boy. I mean, I assume that's off the table because we've got a desk in front of us. Was that little from the ground? Was that height from?
Where my hand is. What?
Was it from the ground or from the table that you were saying how small that little boy was?
It's actually the size of the picture of the little boy in the paper is exactly from the table.
Right, okay.
There you go. They were using his photo
H&M.
For an advertising campaign.
Yes.
And he's wearing a hoodie saying, coolest monkey in the jungle.
Right.
And there's been uproar about the fact that they're saying this is a racist ad.
Ad, yeah, fine.
What's your thought on it, Sean?
Well, I did actually say this before the show. I think whoever's thinking that is the racist.
Well...
What do you mean, well?
Well, that's an interesting point.
Well, it's just a point.
Because I totally agree with you. I don't think there was any malice in what they did.
No, of course not. That would be insane.
But for people to think that that's racist or to make the connection, I don't think that makes you racist.
No, but you shouldn't be. Why are you complaining about it? If that kid... Now, obviously, he's a model.
Yeah.
He's modelling the jumper. Mm. But if a black kid wants to wear a jumper that says coolest monkey in the jungle, then...
Yeah.
Then he can, and that's...
Because kids like monkeys, right?
Exactly.
If they want to wear a T-shirt with a picture of a monkey on, he can wear a picture of a...
It's totally ridiculous. H&M have had to come out and apologise. We apologise to anyone this may have offended. I also know from reading a bit more about this this morning or last night that people aren't satisfied enough with the apology.
Really?
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like... Surely the parents were there, they didn't mind. A monkey is a cool animal.
It is a cool animal.
There you go. Thoughts.
The newest news now.
I should have said that. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about what cool animals are. Monkey being one of them.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So that's that. And there's one more tabloid thing?
If you want.
I saw... this is like one of those really silly stories they have in these papers.
Well, I mean, I would say that's what most of those stories are in those papers.
Yeah. Basically, there's an English woman, and she's marrying a convicted convict
Convict. Is that what it says? Because
no,
it's not a
me.
Great sentence.
No,
yeah.
That's just
yeah. That's what I'd say. Who's marrying a imprisoned prisoner.
A convicted prisoner. You could do it that way around.
Or prisoner.
Prisoner.
Go on.
He's serving life in prison.
Yeah.
And she's met him twice, and she's marrying him.
Where she met him?
In prison.
Because she was in prison, or she was just visiting?
Yeah, she was visiting.
Someone else?
No. No, no.
Why was she visiting him if she didn't know him?
She became a pen pal with him through a website called writetoaprisoner.com or something.
That is weird.
That is weird, isn't it? And she's moving to America. Right. She's moving her and her kids to America to be close to him.
This world.
Isn't that weird?
It's very sad. On a lighter note, I saw when you picked up that paper, another news story that was also in a broadsheet, which is there is a bit lighter. There's a new Captain Birdseye. Very hunky Italian man.
Oh, he is, isn't
he? I always like stuff like that.
Do you?
Yeah, like, I'm into logos and that. Anyway, look, that was the tabloid news. What?
You like fish fingers, don't you?
I love fish fingers. I get vegan fingers now.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
So that no fish are harmed. I told you about this last year. I read a book called A Brief History of Sapiens that sort of changed my attitude towards meat, and I try and not eat it when I can. And vegan fingers taste the exact same.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Wow. Do Birdseye do those?
No. Anyway, it's time for a song, and we'll be coming back, and we'll be talking to our guest, Stephen Grant. Unfortunately, my mum's not come back. Very sad. This is Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants.
By the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. I have a secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message, and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells, so the room must listen to me. Filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary. One note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the island by the light switch. Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse. There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, blue bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. Blue canary in the alley by the light switch. Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse. Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
That was Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants. There you go. It's now time for, well, it's the best part of the show, really. It's the weather.
Oh, can't wait.
With our special guest. This man is one of the reasons that I do stand, or, yeah, I was going to say did, do stand-up comedy.
Mate, don't want everyone to hate him before.
This is one of the best, if not the best, compere in the country.
Yeah.
This is
voted for on numerous occasions.
Yeah, I reckon he's done something dodgy there. He's bought votes. Yeah, definitely. It's one of my favourite comedians. It's and my friend, it's Stephen Grant. Hello.
Hi, Sean. Hello, Mark.
Hello, mate.
How's it going?
Oh, you know, it's brilliant. I'm down here in Sussex. You know, the place is deserted. It's brilliant.
Yes. What have you been cycling today? You've, I mean, you've.
I,
How long have you been getting into cycling?
Oh, it's a midlife crisis, mate. It's only about 4 years.
Oh, God.
Like, properly into it, how far do you go?
well, I mean, eventually I come home again, so, you know, it's all right. But the furthest I've been is about 110 miles or something like that. But
oh, my God.
Usually if I'm just doing a little training ride or something, it'll be sort of 20 or 30 miles.
What are you...
Major.
But what are you doing on the cycle?
I'm just trying to exercise and, you know, get my blood going and oxygen and, you know, I'm 44 and I'm trying to not sort of dissolve into a sort of decrepit, shriveled hunk of a man. I'm not, you know...
You
I'm
look the best that you've looked since I've known you.
Yeah, which is probably an indication more about how I look when you first met me.
So, like, what do you think? Do you listen to music or podcasts or audiobooks or think about the world and stuff?
This is the thing, right? If you listen to music, like, on headphones on a bicycle, it's particularly dangerous because you really need to listen around you.
You fell off your bike, didn't you?
Fell off would imply that it was a mild accident. Yeah, no, I was going quite fast around a corner and slid on some gravel, went over the handlebars. And July last year. So that
was that fun. Quite scary getting back on the bike after that?
Yeah, really scary. Thankfully, where I live near in Brighton, there's a velodrome which is open to the public, an outdoor one in a place called Preston Park. And there's no traffic and it just literally goes round and round and round. And my first time back on the bike after... sort of 3-4 months after the accident was on there.
Wow. Did you start off with stabilisers?
I wasn't far off it. I was overtaken by a 10-year-old on a BMX at one point. I was, just shivering. I'm okay now. I'm back to normal. I seem to have forgotten everything that's the reason why I should never get on the bike in the first place.
Good. That's good. And you've had a good new year. What did you do?
I don't know. I work, you know me. I just gig all the time.
That's
the only way to get out. I've got two young children. That's the best way to go out, is to go and do comedy. And I did a bit of shopping. I like, that's what me and my other half do. If we want to cheer ourselves up, we pack our children off to somebody who's sort of like semi-qualified looking after children. And then we go shopping for a whole day and we buy clothes and food and we have a little brief moment remembering what it was like before we had kids.
Ah, retail therapy.
And go back and get them. Retail therapy.
I love retail therapy.
I hate shopping.
What? A nice coat. Nothing makes me feel better than a
nice coat.
It's
just the best thing in the world.
Definitely.
A coat never feels as good as the moment you walk out of the shop to when you go home in it. And then after that, it effectively becomes another blanket.
The trouble I have, right, is I don't know what's good. Do you know what I mean? Like with fashion and stuff. I don't know what's good, so I feel under so much pressure when I'm in these shops.
But you don't have to know what's good. You have to get what you like.
No, you don't, because then I'd look ridiculous.
Well, hang on, why? What would you wear?
Because I don't know. I've got no idea. I don't care about that sort of thing, but I just end up... in the past, I've bought stuff. Then people have gone... My mates have gone, what's that? What are you wearing that for? And then I've just lost all confidence, guys.
Yeah, but you know what, though, Mark? I've done the same as you, and it really does backfire, so you're absolutely right not to follow your gut instinct.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I have seen you wear a pair of jeans that had exactly 48 pockets.
Oh, hang on. Last time I did...
I saw it on eBay, and I thought, this is amazing. It was a pair of jeans made up of 8 other jeans butched together, and all of the legs were just pockets all stitched together, and I thought, that would be amazing. Anyway, it was very hot. Pocket fabric is a little bit thicker than the rest of the fabric.
Last time we did Crater together, the gig in Brighton that you compare, you got heckled about your fashion, didn't you? I can't remember exactly what happened, but you went off and then you changed something when you came back on. Do you remember?
Steve, can I just, before you answer this, Stephen, sorry, this is a bit creepy. Do you know this? I remember exactly what you were wearing the first time I saw you gig.
We're going to pretend that you've got a brilliant memory as opposed to that was a significant part of your life.
It was a significant part of my life. I imagine you were wearing jeans with, as I say, 48 pockets, but your top half, right, was, and by the way, this doesn't bode well, I'm going to be honest, was a bright yellow T-shirt, as in like McDonald's yellow, right?
Yeah.
With a red...
That is a colour available from all paint suppliers.
Yeah, yes. With bright red, McDonald's red... what do you call it? Gilet? What was it called?
Gilet.
You're wearing a red gilet and a yellow t-shirt. You look like sort of security for McDonald's. But that's weird that I can remember that.
No, that's not weird, because that is an odd thing to see.
Well, no, it's not because it was an odd thing to see. It's because it was for the first time I was seeing a comedian in a club live.
Yeah.
I would imagine I would have remembered it if you were wearing a white shirt and black blazer. There you go. Anyway, go on.
That, my very first gig I ever did, I was I put on a bright orange shirt, and I was 23, so this is 21 years ago, and it went really well. And because you're stupidly superstitious when you start out in comedy, I thought to myself, it must be the shirt.
So I wore the
shirt for the next four gigs in a row, obviously washing it each time, not a monster. And despite the fact that I actually died on my third gig, I still thought it must have been a blip and it's not the shirt's fault. And then after my fifth gig, I realised this is ridiculous, it's not the shirt. But then about 2 years later, I bumped into someone who saw me at a gig when I was actually quite good by then. And they said, oh, it's great to see you've really moved on. I saw you on your first gig, you're the bloke in the orange shirt. Right? No one remembers my name, just the bloke in the orange shirt.
We've got to move on after this. You're going to have to give us the minute, the weather in a minute. I wore an O2 Arena gig. I wore a two-tone purple suit that I got custom-made in Brighton. So it was bright purple on one side and then dark purple on the other. Absolute disaster.
One of those ones that changes in the light while you move.
What's that?
One of those ones that changes in the light.
No, it didn't change in the light. I think it looked like that, but actually it was like Two-Face. I don't know what I was thinking. Ooh. I just like Batman villains. It's pathetic. Right, Stephen, before you give us the weather, do you have any... First of all, do you know if you can use the word ethnics? Does that sound right?
Ethnics, what, as a plural?
Yeah, like...
I think the problem with it is say ethnic on its own as a noun is a little bit pejorative.
Yeah.
So it's an adjective. You can describe it. Ethnic people, fine.
Yeah.
Ethnic, it's a little bit...
You're right.
That's what we said.
That's good. And I made the example of gays. You wouldn't...
Gays
you
or...
say gays, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it's like kind of like, do you want to go in that pub? I'm not sure it's full of Irish. That seems a little bit Irish. It's full of Irish people. That'd be loads of fun.
Would it be Irishes?
Irishes. Anyway, look. okay.
Leprechauns.
Stephen, you're in Sussex.
I am.
Where exactly?
I'm in mid Sussex right now. I'm in Hassocks.
Okay, you're in Hassocks.
It's north of Brighton on the main line. If you're on a train.
Right. So wait for the jingle and then give us the weather.
The weather.
Bang. Go.
Looking across mid-Sussex this afternoon, overcast with a minimal chance of change, a possibility of rain, but ultimately miserable and cold.
Wow.
That was the best.
Oh my God.
That was the best weather so far. Why didn't you clap? I thought we'd clap. I'm so
in shock.
That was fantastic. I mean, I didn't catch it. Not many people just go...
Next week with more weather where you are. Is that how it works, isn't it? It almost feels like we should have a sponsor involved.
That is brilliant. I'm taken back. Yeah. Thank you for that.
That's right.
Thanks for coming on the show. Most people just go, it's miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've transformed it. No one's going to be able to follow that. Stephen, thank you for coming on the show. Sorry for wasting your time.
No, it's great. No. I really enjoyed listening to the show while I was waiting.
Oh, good. Cheers. Oh, cool. Thank you very much.
I had a song as well, but you played it already. So thanks for that.
I know. Instead, we're going to play a song by Blossoms.
Oh, I love the Blossoms. I've had to Google them while we were talking. But yeah,
is it Blossoms or Blossom?
Blossom.
Yeah, no, ethnics. The Blossomics. The Blossomics. I love them.
Okay, Stephen, thank you, mate, and I'll see you soon.
See you on tomorrow.
Bye.
There you go, Stephen Grant. There. That's it.
That's the end of the show.
That's the news.
If you could subscribe and
retweet it and
review,
download it, and all the
five stars.
Five stars, please. Everyone
five
begs.
Stars, baby.
There you go. I have been, of course, Sean Walsh. Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons. This has been the News-ish show, and you can now enjoy Charlemagne? I don't even know what that word is.
I don't know.
A song by Blossoms.
Bye.